The collective bargaining law Walker signed last month remains on hold while a court considers whether legislators broke the open meetings law when they passed it. That case could take several weeks or several months, depending on how it plays out and whether the Supreme Court gets involved. Circuit Judge Marianne Sumi has said repeatedly that another option for legislators is to pass the same plan again with 24 hours notice, effectively rendering the open meetings challenge moot. But Joint Finance Committee co-chair Robin Voss says Republicans aren't planning on that, since they're confident they'll prevail in court.
Passing the law over and over again to allow a Dane County judge who really is clearly overstepping her bounds to dictate the will of the legislature is not something I think is a wise move, because it really demonstrates somehow that other branches of government are superior to the legislature and we are all equal.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has also said there are no plans to re-vote in his chamber. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca says he'd be extremely surprised if Republicans were to change their mind.
I don't think they want to go down that road again. And they've signaled throughout the weekend they don't intend to do this. And so I would hope that they would not. And I trust that they would not, just given the gravity of the situation.
Barca says the budget bill Republicans are scheduled to take up is more along the lines of what they should have proposed back in February. It fixes a shortfall in the current budget by refinancing debt, a short-term fix with an added long-term cost to the state of around $40 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.